Instead of having dinner, thinking about how your day went, or thinking about all these problems that you deal with every day, you can have a carefully prepared meal, paired with music intentionally planned to make it taste better or different. Here is your chance to turn an ordinary dinner into something unique. Claire James, a talented flutist, came up with the idea for the Sound Bites concerts while studying at UNO. She loved the idea of blended music and food, and discovered that our senses play a big role in how we taste and experience food and drinks.
It's like musical and non-musical sounds influence this, and they can influence texture, perception of flavor, how much you're enjoying something, how you're perceiving the music and the food. And there's also consistent pairings between certain musical aspects and flavors.
Synesthesia is when one sense sparks another, like seeing colors when you hear music, or tasting flavors when reading words. Jim says that even if you don't have synesthesia, you can still experience consistent connections between sounds and taste.
Really fascinating and exciting to me, because it was like, I had this idea and then I find out, wow, there's actually scientific research related to it.
Her inspiration for these concerts goes back to her time living in Boston. At a musical recital, the audience was given chocolates to pair with the music, like enjoying a mint chocolate while listening to a Bach violin sonata.
And I just remember sitting in the audience, and I've been to a ton of recitals being a music student, but that one was just really memorable.
Back then, she couldn't bring the idea to life. But just a few years later, while gearing up for her master's recital, the perfect opportunity arose. She contacted the culinary school at Metro Community College to pitch her collaborative idea.
They were super interested in it. So I worked with Chef Ben. He did it as an internship and I did it as my recital. And the UNO Service Learning Academy actually gave us a grant for it. So we were able to have all the costs covered, and we mentored culinary students from Blackburn High School, and they were involved in the project as well. But the first one was presented in spring of 2023. It was a journey. We had to figure out how it made sense to present it to people, because it made a lot of sense to me being a musician. It made sense to Ben also, because if you're artistic, you're used to thinking about things abstractly, or sometimes they would use musical terms as analogies for food too.
Soundbites has two concerts coming up. The first one, Drinks and Music, is this Sunday at 6:30 p.m., and it will be held at Bad Seed Coffee and Supply. And the next concert, which will include a meal and with members of the Rhinebrook Ensemble, is Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at Au Courant Regional Kitchen in Benson. More information on Instagram at Soundbites Concerts. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.